plunging off theological cliffs without a parachute, but landing safely every time. How do I do it? I'm Martin Zender. What can I tell you? I am protected by God. I am on the right side. I am on God's side, and you're at Zender Talk. Aren't you lucky? Oh, yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Martin Zender. You're at Zender Talk, broadcasting over land, over sea, over air on www.martinzender.com. And happy Mellow Monday to you. Oh, I just remembered I didn't use my Mellow Monday music. You know, I might have to get rid of that simply because I'm rarely mellow. No, that's not true. I do have periods of calmness where I'm reflective and peaceful. But these are contrasted with moments of great passion. I am at one of those moments now. Anyway, let's use now just forget the Mellow Monday music. Well, okay, we might have to. They're telling me that I should forget the Mellow Monday music just this week. Right, we're going to start next week with it for sure. All right, the pressing question today, you should think about this, is are we believers destined to be among those who are hitting the head with hailstones the size of Volkswagens?
Ouch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's gonna hurt, all right. Oh. You know that the day of indignation is coming. There's a time of great trial, great stress coming upon this earth, and it will include very heavy hailstones. There's an actual weight of them in Revelation, but I'm just, you know, rounding up, and I'm going to say that they're the weight of a small Volkswagen, not to mention the fact that a third of the earth is going to be burned up, a third of the trees, all the green grass. You know, I would hate to be a lawnmower salesman. All the green grass is going to, only a third of the trees, but all of the green grass. I'll look at that verse later. That's from Revelation. Boy, lawnmower salesman is going to be hurting at that time. I'll tell you, if you want to get into a good business during the day of indignation, I would be either a Kleenex distributor or a dentist. Why? Because there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So if you're a Kleenex distributor or a dentist, yeah, you're going to make lots of money during this time. But the big question is, are we going to have to go through it? Well, I have a shocking answer. It's going to unfold here in the next 2 weeks. I can't give it to you today on the first day of this series, because if I do, you might just turn me off. I'm going to slowly work into it. I'm going to lay the groundwork, and I'm going to prove my point as usual. What's God's attitude today toward the world? He's mad at the world. He's really upset. No, you know what? God, in this administration, the surprising answer is God is conciliated to the world. I got to give you a verse on that. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20. And here's how it reads. 2 Corinthians 5, 18. Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself. Conciliates. That's a fancy word for makes peace. Conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation. How that God was in Christ conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them. Whose offenses? The offenses of the world. And placing in us the word of the conciliation. Conciliation, that God is at peace with mankind right now. That is a message that is not getting airplay today, and it's important to understand this when we come to the topic of will we go through the day of indignation, the coming tribulation. You need to know what era this is. You need to know what's going on now so you can contrast it with what's going to go on then. And we need to find out the people who are the administrators of this day of conciliation, the people who are proclaiming it versus the people who are going to be going through the day of indignation. I hope I'm whetting your appetite. Folks, this is a good time to be alive, generally speaking. I know it's a wicked, yeah, I know. I know it's a wicked eon. But within this wicked eon, 2 Corinthians 6:2 tells us that this is a day of salvation. Now is a most acceptable era, 2 Corinthians 6:2. It's not the day of salvation. We're going to see some big-time salvation at the consummation of the eons, that's for sure. But this is a favorable day because God is at peace. He's not casting the lightning bolts down today on the world, but that day is coming. God is going to make a point during the day of indignation, and we will continue on that theme tomorrow. Had a short one today, got a lot to cover this week, though. Sorry if I talk too fast, you're just going to have to listen fast. I'm Martin Zender, see you tomorrow.